Welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, and today we're going to talk about how to trust existence, how to trust life, which is a really a major point in our lives that is really important that we understand this subject. And since we're living in life, and life carries us, and we have this connection with the universal flow. And at times we feel like we get bumped out of it, and especially when things don't go our way. As you are doing what you're doing the work, and you are on your spiritual path. You're a spiritual warrior, and you have been called on this journey. You've been invited. And the force of life, that which gives life and takes life, that force which is responsible, that intelligence, you can call it God, you can put any name you would like into it, spirit, the big kahuna, it has many different names, Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, as I call it a lot of times. There's the intelligence that is capable and doing, running the show, running the force of life, that which makes these planets to turn around each other. And we have never experienced that planet Earth runs into Mars or one of these planets run into each other. They're all turning around themselves. And they're all turning around the sun. And like a clockwork, everything is perfectly moving and doing its thing without any kind of interruption. So something is in charge of this endeavor and this transaction, some intelligent force. And as well as the day turns into the night and the night turns into the day. And in your life, you have witnessed that ever since you've been born. Now, I understand if you live in the northern part or southern part of the hemisphere, close to the North Pole or South Pole, you can experience going through 60 days or 90 days of no sun, or the opposite of having daylight the entire time. I understand that. But the rest of the people on the planet, we're all experiencing day turns to night and night turns to day. And then we have the seasons. So summer turns to autumn and autumn turns into winter and winter turns into spring. And that's what is happening. And there is an intelligence here that is taking care of it, is running the show and managing these cycles. Same thing is happening with you and your body. And as you've seen, ever since you were born, you have your bodily functions that they all happening automatically on their own accord. Like when you eat food, you start chewing your food. As you're chewing your food, there's certain kind of digestive enzymes that are being produced through chewing. And then the food starts going through your esophagus, and there's more digestive enzymes being produced. So the food is being digested and it goes into your stomach. And then the major digestion happens in your stomach. And then it just is being led into your small intestine. Your pancreas starts to produce digestive enzymes. Your stomach is producing hydrochloric acid. You're not in charge of that. You don't decide when your stomach is going to produce digestive enzymes or hydrochloric acid. You don't decide on that. Some intelligence is doing it, the body intelligence. As far as different hormones are being produced, your heart is doing its job. It's beating regularly. You know, if it stops beating, you're being announced dead. So you're not thinking about, oh, my heart has been beating. Oh, I've already had like 55,000 time that it's been beating, and now it's going to be more or should be less or blah, blah, blah. Something is running the show. Your nervous system is doing its thing. Your brain is ordering the body what to do. you're not in control of it. You don't choose that. Now, of course, some of us may have some health issues or something happens to us, and now we're paying more attention or trying to be more involved in physical functions. But basically, you're not in control of it, and you don't choose how it's going to do its thing. So there's an intelligence who's running the show. So the body has its own system. So when we start to look at these different things, that something, some intelligence is taking care of the show, is running the show. We can get more into it as far as paying attention and the details of what is going on. For example, let's say you decide that I'm going to go visit my family. I'm going to go to another city. I'm going to visit, I'm going to fly. It's Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, it's Easter, and I'm going to go to another city and visit my northern Norway, southern Sweden. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to go from California. I'm going to go to East Coast somewhere and see someone. So you decide you're going to get in your car and you're going to drive your car to the airport and park your car at the airport. Now, when you get in your car and you want to drive your car, you put the key turn on the engine. And what happens is a car is made out of 10,000 pieces. And when you decide to drive your car to go from A to B, all 10,000 pieces have to cooperate with each other for the car to start and to be functional. So 10,000 pieces in a car, they all have to hold their structural integrity in that moment. Every time you're going to drive it, they all have to say, yes, I am going to work today. Because if the engine doesn't start, if the fuel pump doesn't work, if the alternator doesn't work, if the brakes don't work, if one of the cables break down, whatever, a single thing that is essential to the function of the car decides, I'm not going to work today, then your car doesn't work or breaks down. So all these 10,000 pieces have to be in alignment with each other and they have to give you a thumbs up. So you get in your car, you start the car, you start driving it, and everything is fine. So you're driving your car. Now, as you're driving the car, you come to stoplights. And the stoplights, they have to work correctly. So you have the green light that you can go through this intersection. So that means it's crossing, and the crossing light has to be red. It can't be green. That one turns to be green too, now you're going to have an accident with the other cars. So those instruments, those devices, they have to be working 100% correctly for you to be able to cross in intersections. Now you do that. And we don't pay much attention to it. We just get in our car and start driving. And our attention is on our own driving. Now you're passing hundreds of other cars. All these other cars, they have to be working perfectly fine too and not doing any malfunctions. Because if something happened and you're crossing somebody, and if let's say for a moment their brake doesn't work, or they make a mistake and they make a quick turn, or they can't stop, they're gonna run into you and you're going to have a collision. So they have to be working perfectly too. Now, when you're driving your car, you have to be in good health. Your vision is working. You're capable of making your decisions correctly. You have to be able to distinguish your distance with the car that you're following. So if you make a mistake, and you're not deciding, your decision is not correct, you can bump into it and have a collision, and vice versa. So could it happen that at one moment your vision is not functioning right? Could it happen that you fall asleep or you get distracted? How many of us do get distracted with our cell phones? You'll pick up the phone to make a phone call, which you're not supposed to do that. Or you're trying to send a text message as you're driving. Or your kids in the back start to get in a fight. Or your dog starts barking and your attention goes away. And the moment your attention goes away, boom, you run into another car and you have an accident. Sometimes this accident could be fatal, could result into death or dismemberment of yourself or the other passenger, the other driver. Sometimes it's just a minor accident. So what happens is if you're having an accident, now you can't get to the airport. Now you can't go to this other city to visit your family. Does this happen? Do people get into the car accident? They do. So everything, as you're driving, you're passing other cars, their car has to work perfectly fine. So the parts in the other car has to say yes. Your car has to be a yes. Your body, your functioning, your judgment has to be 100% correct, and as well as them. The street lights must be working fine. What else we got? We got the weather. The weather has to cooperate in that moment. What if you're driving and you want to go to the airport and all of a sudden you come across a blizzard and it starts to pour, hail is pouring down, big snow is coming, and there's problems on the road. Your car is slipping or the road is closed. Something happened. Now a tree falls down and blocks the road. And now you can't get to the airport or you can't get to your destination. How much are you in control of these elements that are not, that you can't, you have nothing to do with? Who is running the show? Isn't there an intelligence that putting things together and synchronizing things correctly that they don't run into each other? There must be some kind of intelligence that's in control, because a lot of people come and say, I make my own choice. This is my own free will. I decided that I'm going to get into my car and I'm going to go to the airport and fly and go see my family. It's my choice. I'm deciding on that. I'm manifesting this trip. Well, how much can you manifest and be in control of the weather? Do you choose what the weather is going to be like? Do you decide whether all the lights, street lights, are going to be working perfectly? Do you decide that other drivers are going to be in perfect health condition and they're going to be driving correctly and you won't have an accident with them? Do you decide that their cars, their vehicles is going to be working perfectly? Those are not in your control. You can't choose that. So if we step back and take a look at this, and from a broader perspective, with open mind, you can see that you don't have much of a say into the elements, the powers, that they're not in your hands, they're not in your control. You don't control them. You don't choose them how to be. There is a greater intelligence, something much bigger than you and I, that chooses this. It says, yes, I'm going to allow you today to drive your car to the airport or to the security and be able to get an airplane and fly and go somewhere else. What about the airplane? Can they break down? Is there delayed? Can you have problems at the airport security? What if you forgot your ID or you didn't bring your passport with you, or something happens to the plane? Do the planes go through cancellations? Do they break down? All of these things, and how much of these things are in your control? And you choose that they work today or they don't work today. When we really sit back and we look at the whole picture, and we are looking at it with an open mind, we can see that something much greater than you and I is at work here. Something puts these things together. that is beyond my imagination and it's beyond my control. And that thing has been doing this ever since the ever since. It knows what it's doing. It has the power to make the planet Earth turn around itself. It's got the power to make the planet Earth turn around the planet's sun. It's got the power to make my body function perfectly. It's got the power to bring us together. And we find each other in a very mysterious way. You may call it Facebook, you may call it internet or Instagram, but somehow it sings in your heart that we feel this resonance with each other. Why are we here talking to each other? Why are we interested in this subject? What has inspired you to be here right now? There is many, many different spiritual teachers out there. If you go surf the net, there is no shortage of spiritual teachers. There is no shortage of spiritual books. There is no shortage of webinars, spiritual talks. There's thousands of them right now happening all over the world. They're all available. You can go any direction that you wish. But why are we here together? Why are we attracted to this? Why are we attracted to each other? What brings us together and is not taking us into a different direction? There must be something beyond our understanding, something that whispers in your heart, something that binds us together. That is not my choice. That is not something I control and I choose on. That's something beyond my understanding and my control and your understanding and your control. Something is at work here, and this is the universal intelligence that knows what it's doing. Now, understanding this, then it brings me to this point that as I touch this, as I begin to feel it, as I come across this and my understanding gets deeper, I begin to see the power. I begin to sense the intelligence and the being. Something's bigger than me is here. I begin to trust that, trusting that which has brought me into life, that which is feeding me, is giving me the means to make a living, that which has brought me to you, and I have formed and been a part of this family, this brotherhood, sisterhood, which has been formed with many of you throughout the years. Something has brought us together. Something whispers in my heart of my attraction, my connection, and the resonance that we have with each other. That is not something I've created, or I decided consciously that I'm going to make this happen, or I'm going to bring you here to sit with me. Something else has done that. We have to trust that. We need to see and recognize the power, the presence, the intelligence of Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul. You can call it God. I'm old-fashioned, but I can see. I see God. I can see it in everything and everywhere. It's this intelligence, this living spirit is everywhere and is the very essence and the very glue of binding everything together. It's running life. It's running the show. It's the very power that is feeding you. You go to work and you make money. You work hard. You save your money. You take care of your family. But it is this power that is really feeding you. It is this power that is holding you together, is holding your family together. It is this power that leads you to meet your love, person, people you love, whether romantically you are interested in them, or the time that you met your husband, you met your love of life, or your boyfriend, girlfriend, something that intelligence is bringing you together and putting you together. Or that same intelligence is breaking you apart because it's time for this to end. So the same thing brings it together is the same thing breaks it apart. The same thing that takes you to a period that you're broke, you're not making money, things are not going your way, the same force makes things happen for you. Things are going your way, you're making money, things coming to your life. It's the same intelligence that does that. And that intelligence does it for everybody, not just me or you or a couple other people. It's doing it for every single human being, animal, vegetation on this planet. That intelligence is in everything and everywhere. God is everywhere in everything. So you can trust that. You can relax and trust the force, the intelligence, that you are taken care of. You will be taken care of. That life as you know it will continue. And you don't need to worry about it. You don't have to try to change anything. If it wants to change, it will use you to change. You can relax in that. You can just sit back and say, oh, all right, okay, I'm not in control. Oh, now I can relax. Yes, you can relax because Mama, Her Majesty, Papa, the Force is taking care of all of us all the time. And in this recognition, in realizing it, what happens, you may say, okay, well, if I don't do anything or whatever, what's going to happen to my life? We're not talking about that you're not going to be doing anything in your life and you're just going to sit down and do nothing all day long. We're not talking about that. Maybe that's what wants to happen. That's fine. It will happen naturally. But you still be in action. You still do what you have to do. You still get up in the morning and brush your teeth and shower and clean yourself and make food and take care of your children because that's your program, because that's a part of your destiny, to be responsible, to take care of things, to work on yourself. It's a part of your life. So you're going to be doing that. But you do it from a different place. You do it from this place of trusting, not from panic, not from anxiety, not from fear that what's going to happen to me, what's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're taken care of. You're loved. Her Majesty takes care of you. You are not your own responsibility. You're God's responsibility. She takes care of you. Because she has been taking care of you your entire life. She's been taking care of your parents, and she's taking care of your kids, and she's taking care of your friends. It's the intelligence is taking care of all of us. We can relax into that, into the recognition of it, in trusting. And as you relax into it and you trust into it, then, but you have to, that's a part of it. You have to, at one point, let go of this imaginary rope, rinse that you're hanging on, that you think you're controlling the horse. At one point, you got to let it go because it does happen to us at times that life kicks our ass really hard because you want to be in control. You want to be in control and it will kick your butt. And there are times like you're completely powerless and you have to let it go. And in this letting go, in this taking a deep breath, okay, I'm going to take a deep and relax. All of a sudden, you experience the space. Space opens up. Things open up all of a sudden. Because when you see your consciousness, your awareness, you're the infinite awareness. And I'm just not saying these as words. I want you to take it in. You are the infinite awareness. Just one moment, because my Instagram ran out and I want to post it. Okay, sorry about that. You are the infinite awareness. As we did our meditation earlier, and as the infinite awareness, when it gets really focused on a unit, if it gets focused on one person, I am a human being limited and separate it from everything. Well, that creates a lot of fear and anxiety because you're this little thing against this whole thing. And obviously it creates a lot of fear because you're very little. Well, what happens is it gets focused on one little tiny thing, which is you. But when you recognize that and you relax and you sit back and you kind of let go, then expansion takes place. Space is created. So expansion begins to take place in letting go, because things, remember, you're pure awareness. This awareness gets really contracted when it gets single pointed and focuses on one unit, one human being with the sense of separation, that I'm separated from everything else. I'm here on my own and I need to really protect myself because everything out there is to get me. And of course, your senses will tell you the same thing because that's your experience from childhood. But that's not the truth. It's an illusion. It's pure illusion. It's not real. What is real is you're completely connected with everything. Even that dude which is coming with a knife to kill you or beat you up, that is also a part of yourself. You're completely connected with that one too, because it's an aspect of yourself. It's not separated from you. So when you come sit back and relax, expansion takes place, space appears, and all of a sudden you start to see things falling into places. Where you before you were frightened, and you have to be in control because you're really worried where the money is coming. Oh my God, I have an ordinary because of the need. What's going to happen to my kids or blah, blah, blah. Or what's going to happen to my future? All these things you're worried about. As you sit back and you trust life, all of a sudden, you can see the harmony and the synchronicity of life, how everything is synchronized, because nothing is an accident. You don't run into anyone accidentally. We may use it as a way of saying, but everything is pure synchronicity. Everything is exactly designed to be this way. And in this design that everything is going to be this way, it's also designed that you fail. You appear to be to fail. You lose. You lose money. You make a mistake, you make a bad investment, or you say something stupid, you shouldn't have said it or whatever. That is also a part of the design of life. You're perfectly designed to make a mistake. When you get to this way, the trust is the way you're supposed to. You trusted somebody, you made an investment, you lost money. That was perfectly, was meant to be that way. Doesn't mean you're going to redo it again, but now you're seeing it from a broader perspective and you can see, okay, this was meant to be this way because this is what I was supposed to learn. This was my teaching. Because you are in a school of life. You didn't accidentally find yourself here. You're here because you are to experience life. You are to learn things and experiencing things in this life, in this dimension. That's a part of the deal. That's why you're here. Otherwise, you would stay in the angelic realms and would not come to the physical world. You're in the physical world means you are to learn about whatever is happening in your life. And look how much you've learned in the course of your life. None of it was an accident. All of it was designed to be this, including being cheated, including when you feel like you've been a victim and you've lost and people lied to you and stole from you, including when you stole or you lied to other people or you cheated someone or you cheated your family or you did something wrong. All of it was a part of your training program. You can trust in that, and you can trust that that force which has brought you to this point, it will take you home. I promise you that. I promise you that you can trust existence, that God, life, spirit is going to take care of you all the way to the end. It would never fail you. Her Majesty, your Sat Guru, your being, your higher self, any name you want to put into it, we will not let you down. We will carry you all the way home, all the way. You can trust in that. And in that, you can relax. You can just sit back and operate from this place. Okay, I'm going to see. I have a couple messages here. All right, Maria, thank you. Feel grateful for the deep, peaceful meditation. You're welcome, Maria. I'm glad that you were able to join me today. Can I read your other question loud, or you can tell me if you like? I'm going to unmute you. Hi, Maria.
Yeah, you can read it. It's for from me to everyone. Just kind of making a question statement, because it seems that, we're wrestling between right now shifting from living in kind of a world where everything is in chaos to a world where we have to sort what we want for our world and for the whole planet as we move out of the old paradigms to the new.
Right.
And new ways of thinking. And I guess trusting for me is what you were saying was, trust. And so for me, I was kind of asking the question, but also making a comment, so that trust is really, really important, to trust and surrender to the process of what is happening.
Yes, Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, our beloved Lord God, is taking care of everything. So we don't need to worry about anything. This conflict or this duality or this chaos that you're observing and experiencing in this life, it's nothing new. This has been around ever since the ever since. This era that we're going through, it is an era that there is more light and awareness is being spread all over the world, which is very exciting. And it's very fun to watch it. But the evolution of human consciousness or to sort out this chaos, we don't need to worry about it. Who was running this show 100 years ago before you were born? Who was making these planets turn around each other and one another? Who was bringing human beings on the planet and taking them? That same force will be doing it after you and I, 50 years, 20 years, 30 years from now on, when you and I are not around, that same force is going to take care of the show. So we can relax and watch the show and trust that our beloved Lord God will take care of everything.
Sounds simple.
It's a lot more simple than we believe and we think, because we have this notion of separation. We feel that we're separated from life and life is hostile. And therefore, we have to do something about it. That's a feeling that we have. But it's all is in good hands. It's all taken care of. And as you come more into this awareness, you come more into this consciousness, a deeper sense of comfort takes place. As you relax into it, that, you mean I don't really need to worry about this, the destruction of the forest, or I don't really need to worry about the slaughter of the animal, or I don't really need to worry about what Donald Trump does to the world. I can relax. I can relax and just be with God and stay in my meditation and be in a Zen state. Oh, I can do that. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you can do that and not have to worry about it. The more you just come back into this place, okay? Are you with me? The more you pull back. And don't take me wrong. I'm not talking about being ignorant, all right? I'm talking about this whole expand, contract, to do, we're more aware of the things that screw the world. They're not ties to things, hackers, and so that's fun to hypnotize you. You have to know poison food you can to. So now you're not eating that food or you're not using that technology because you know it's bad for you. But on the opposite side, what happens is it creates more fear. You have become more conscious, but in the meantime, it drags you into this dark abyss of being worried and panic and freaked out about what's happening in the world. So why is that switch does not put you above the unconscious world, completely hypnotized. Now you have this aware, great. Now brings your awareness into the love of that she is in control, not you, not me, not Donald Trump, not the evil corporations, not the great Buddhist or freedom fighters. God is in control. So now you can trust on God's plan because that's the one who created the show and that's the one who's running it. So she is the almighty power, not Donald Trump or the evil corporation. She is the one who gives them life. So I want to trust the boss, not the agents, not the peons. These are like characters running around thinking they have some control, but I'm with the boss. I'm working for the boss. My attention is on the boss. So in that, I can relax. And as I do more relax into that trust, what happens is your consciousness starts to elevate because expansion takes place. And I understand it's counterintuitive, but that's the trick. You gotta relax into that and start to see it, that she is all the characters simultaneously, that she's hiding herself behind Donald Trump. She makes herself look like a person called Donald Trump, but it's her. She's the one who's playing the game. And she played the game as Adolf Hitler, and she plays the game as Saddam Hussein, and now she's playing the game as Dalai Lama. She plays the game as Mother Teresa. It's the same one who plays the game. It's her different faces. So as you start to recognize her behind the masks and you relax into that, your consciousness starts to expand because you're starting to see the big picture and you relax in what is. And as that happens, an automatic phenomena takes place. The expansion, it brings you to a higher level of consciousness. And as you're coming higher level of consciousness, elevate, as you go into the next floor, your awareness goes into the next floor, your consciousness are used to God and God every reality change. God says, okay, try me. Not gonna show and work. I'm asking you for what you believe real. I'm gonna take heaven, and you're gonna still see this down here. This thing is still happening. People killing each other. They're betraying each other. They're destroying the planet. But now you're arisen above it. Now I'm gonna show you what heaven looks like. So in this life, you begin to live in perfect harmony. You don't run into gangsters. You don't run into rapists. You run into beautiful, conscious people. You start to see the harmony of life. Things you need appear to you and they come to you. You find your spiritual family and you find inner peace, which is the most important thing. Does it make sense? Yeah. So it's an inside job. It's by taking your focus away from what's screwed up in the world and bringing your focus within yourself where God is and fall in love again with the presence. And as your focus turns from the dark into the light, then your life starts to change completely. It's an inside job, sweetheart.
Great.
It starts with with me and it ends with me. I can assure you, my dear sister, that nothing bad is gonna happen. This is the Leela of life, and Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, the intelligence that's always been here, knows what she's doing. That which has created this universe, she knows what she's doing. So we can trust in that. Let her do her thing, and she's going to carry us home as she's done it the entire history of humanity. She knows what's up. We don't need to worry about it. We just play our own parts. We do what we're here to do. All we do is a simple transaction. We bring our attention inwards towards the source of our thoughts. Our concerns, our worries, they come in a form of thoughts and sensations and emotions. As your attention goes inwards and you keep your attention on one point, where is this place before I think? Where is the source of my thoughts? As your attention goes in that direction, you begin to see everything becomes quiet and it's silent. Everything calms down. All this chaos which is happening is really inside yourself. What you see in the world, the chaos you're experiencing in the world, is a reflection of what is happening inside yourself. You come back to inner silence and you won't even notice the noise in the world anymore. It becomes non-existent. We work on ourselves. We find peace within ourselves. We bring our attention on God, on love that is inside ourselves and is surrounding us. This is our job. And in that, you become a powerful transmission of light, but you can't transmit love and light anywhere in the world and expect it anywhere in the world if you have not discovered it inside yourself. You have to come to that place and demonstrate it on daily, day to day. But you gotta discover it inside yourself because that's where it is. And then you come and tell me if there is any chaos in the world, and if there is anything needs to be fixed. I look forward to seeing you, sending you a lot of love and light. Keep in touch. My website is zarathustra.tv. Feel free to connect with me via Instagram, Facebook, or email. Namaste, and many blessings to all of you.